This is Insight Music on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Fashionista Boyfriend started as a solo project for musician and producer Casey Grote. Then for the live shows, he brought in his old friend James Petropoulos on bass, his new friend Miles Taylor on saxophone, and drummer Austin Mooney to fill out the rhythm section. He found Austin on Craigslist. Fashionista Boyfriend released his debut album Hypnophobia and a remix EP earlier this year. The band stopped by to debut new tracks from the new release, Tonal EP.
A lot of this stuff I actually wrote a long time ago, I think, you know, a couple of years after high school. And I just really thought it was worthy to have it come out into the world. Got this band together after, you know, doing the solo thing for a while. I had a couple shows by myself, but I was like, this really needs a full band. So I brought along Austin and James and Miles.
How do you know the members of your band?
So James, the bassist, I actually knew him since middle school. We've been in a couple angsty bands since high school.
We had a screamo band.
What was your screamo band called?
High Tides.
High Tides.
When we say screamo, what are we talking about?
Well, don't really like to talk about it, but we will for the sake of the show. Basically, you know, just a lot of power chords, being angry. And
so, Casey, you started out with a screamo band.
Yes.
What made you pivot towards chill wave and synth-driven pop?
Kind of just over the years, I grew into a way different genre, you know, listening to different genres of music. The internet has been such a great way to exploit, you know, all sorts of different music. I probably wouldn't be able to be doing any of this stuff. I wouldn't have found out about my favorite influences without the internet.
We're all set up and sound checked and ready to play. What's the first song you want to play for us?
So the first song we're going to play is called Atlas. It's off the new EP. Atlas, I wrote, I think it was about the fourth song when I was writing the whole album. And I wanted each song on the album to just focus on something enjoyable in life. And so Atlas is kind of about, you know, finding yourself in different places, you know, like finding the tallest buildings, running through tunnels. It's really just about exploring.
Found ourselves without a moment.
That was Atlas by Fashionista Boyfriend. The new record is the Tonal EP. How did the first record come together, Hypnophobia?
So, like I said, I started writing in high school. So that album was, oh man, that was a long time ago. You know, in high school, you have a lot of feelings and you have a lot of things you want to say. And I just started playing with the computer at the time and I just taught myself everything. I use Ableton Live. I do all the drums, all the synth, all vocals. It's all me. So,
All you in your bedroom, basically?
Yeah, I still run my own studio called Grotesque Studios. And so that was a good way for me to kind of just show off what the studio is about and, you know, what kind of production skills I have. So I'm pretty proud of that.
Where did you learn your production skills?
Just self-taught.
Just all self-taught?
Yeah.
YouTube and Google?
No, not even that. I just kind of played with it and...
Just a mad scientist experimenting.
There you go.
Pretty much.
Nice. So this is kind of a freebie for every music interview.
Right.
Where does the band name come from?
So some of these members of the band didn't know the answer to that a week ago. And so they have to start telling people, like, well, how'd the name come about? And they don't know. So I had to, you know, give them the memo. So my girlfriend, when we first started dating... She started calling me a fashionista boyfriend because she would start asking me, like, what she should wear. And I was like, oh, well, no, well, the shoes don't really go with this and that. And then I would be like, does this go with that? Yeah, it goes with that. Okay, you know.
So you are the fashionista boyfriend.
I am the fashionista. Straight up, I'm the fashionista boyfriend. So.
And you just decided to own it.
Yeah.
How did you guys feel when you... heard the news that you're going to have to start offering this explanation every time people ask you about your band?
I was pretty excited, honestly, because I had thought at first that the name just kind of came out of the ether, you know, like it came out of nowhere. And I was like, yeah, it's cool because people will remember it. But having this tag along of the story of like, nah, my man was actually called a fashionista boyfriend by his girlfriend. It's very legitimate, you know, and honestly, owning that seems pretty natural, I think, for the style of music and also just like as a performer in general, you know, you want to look snazzy. And I like the whole aspect of being called fashionistas and being able to incorporate that in the music that we play, you know.
We don't have to hurt any feelings here, but in your band, Casey, yes. Who needs the most help fashion-wise?
Well, I'm not going to point any fingers.
But go ahead and point some fingers.
Okay, I'm just going to put it right here in the middle of both of them.
Oh, what does that okay. mean?
Go ahead. Now here's your chance for rebuttal.
I mean, I think I dress dope.
Miles, what do you think?
Yeah, I would agree with that and say that I'm a pretty fresh guy. So
there you go.
Yeah,
you have a personal style.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You got to have an aura about yourself. So,
We have time for one more song. What's the next song you want to play for us?
So the next song is called "Somewhere Out There." It's off the first album, Hypnophobia. That was actually the very last song that I wrote for that album. I really wanted it to be synth heavy and kind of incorporate a lot of rock into it as well. Rock aspects, like, you know, the driving drums and the groove that it's got's really cool.
Thank you.
Fashionista Boyfriend performing Somewhere Out There from his debut album Hypnophobia, and Atlas from the new Tonal EP. Check out our website for upcoming shows and performance videos recorded in our studio, capradio.org. You're listening to Insight Music on Cap Radio.